Mount Lebanon's medieval literature was that of exchanges and openness, not only between the mountains communities, but also between the furthest provinces of the east. Manuscripts traveled between Tur Lebanon, Mount Lebanon and Tur Abdin, right through Matbug, Nisaban, Mardin, Edessa, and Diyarbakir, reaching sometimes the Egyptian desert. Mount Lebanon's medieval literature was that of exchanges and openness, not only between the mountains communities, but also between the furthest provinces of the east. Manuscripts traveled between Tur Lebanon, Mount Lebanon and Tur Abdin right through Matbug, Nisaban, Mardin, Edessa, and Diyarbakir, reaching sometimes the Egyptian desert. During the Middle Ages, the monasteries of Lebanon and Upper Mesopotamia were brimming with scriptoria where thousands of manuscripts were produced, including illuminated ones. To this art of writing and illumination, an abundance of frescoes with Syriac inscriptions adorning churches, caves, and chapels was added during the Frankish period. Hundreds of monks resided in these valleys, monasteries, and sanctuaries and were divided between Chalcedonians, Maronites and Rheums, Eastern Orthodox, and Monophysites, Jacobites. Rheums are the Greek Orthodox populations of Asia Minor and the Levant. The shared culture. While the Rheums incorporated the liturgy in Greek language, Maronites and Jacobites, despite their divergence on the issue of Chalcedonian faith, practiced the same liturgical language and the same Syriac rite. The Maronites and Jacobites were less urbanized than the Romans and they shared the same mountainous affinity and cultural references. As such, they collaborated in writing, illuminating, painting, and building. While in the fields of architecture and frescoes, they worked harmoniously with the Franks and the Rheum. Their utmost collaboration bore the fruits of their creative uniqueness in the realm of literature. The Jacobites, who were clustered around the wealthy monasteries of Upper Mesopotamia, from Mardin to Ha, and from Nineveh to Diyarbakir, enjoyed a significant cultural growth compared to their Maronite neighbors who were centered in the region of Mount Lebanon. The largest number of intellectuals and writers were Jacobites, including Gregorios bar Hebreus, his brother bar Soma, Dionysios bar Salibi, Yakov bar Shikako, and their patriarch Michael the Great. Up until the establishment of the Maronite College in Rome, it was predominantly the Jacobitiscripts who contributed to the monastery's libraries across the mountain. In his article about the Maronite rite, Father Mikhail Raggi emphasized the Jacobites, who boasted a number of scholar monks amongst them, flooded the monasteries and churches as well as the entire country, with their ritual manuscripts among other things. And their scribes started writing books on behalf of the Maronites. The latter were astounded by the developments in terms of science and art. According to Father Raggi, when the Maronites noticed the extent of their community's poverty compared to the Jacobites, they borrowed the latter's ritual and canonical books and adapted them according to their own rites and to the Chalcedonian dogma. Jacobite influences. In this distinctly ecumenical atmosphere, the boundaries between different communities got blurred as they shared the same literature that could either be found in the same library or within the same publication. As an example, the Maronite manuscript of the Anaphora, that Sir 29, which was written in Cyprus in 1846 per the Greek calendar 1535 AD, had been assembled from the anaphora of three non-Chalcedonian bishops: Eleazar bar Safta of Baghdad, Maruda of Tikrit, and Thomas of Marik. Added to these three anaphora was the one from the Maronite patriarch St. John Marin. The books of the Maronites and the Jacobites, both of which belonged to the Western Syriac group, circulated interchangeably and indiscriminately between their churches and monasteries, from Tur Abdin to Tur Lebanon, Mount Lebanon and vice versa. Thus, the Synaxarion of the Holy Fathers of Ahmed, present day Diyarbakir, was written in 1415 in Akara, Mount Lebanon. During the 19th century, Jacobite Bishop Maruda Peter bought it from the Maronite priest Joseph Charbel, even though this work was initially Jacobite. It mentioned the following: "The Holy Father's Synaxarion is the eternal property of St. Peter's Church in the village of Ain Kur, Akara, near Yane. It was written by the sinner Rabban Sergius, son of Deacon Bar Soma, son of Simeon the priest from the Zwine family, on the 25th of March in the year 1726, of Alexander the Macedonian, 1415 AD, in the time of our fathers. Our father and leader, the Venerable Mor Ignatius Benham, Syriac Patriarch of Antioch, Mor Dioscorus Benham, Mafrian of the East, and Mor Philoxenos, Bishop of Hart in the Blessed. It was offered for the soul of his mother Shmona, wife of Deacon Bar Somas Wine, Manuscript 34 from Diyarbakir's Syriac Library." The term Syriac meant Jacobite, as the Maronite Patriarch was known as the Patriarch of Lebanon. This is how one can determine the Jacobite origin of this book. Furthermore, the colophon mentions a Mafrian, which is a title specific to the Jacobites and correlates to an archbishop. Ecumenism between Western Syriacs. At times, the colophon transcends the mere reference to one or the other of the two patriarchs, as it mentions both simultaneously, revealing the spirit of ecumenism shared by these two Western Syriac components. Such is the case of manuscript 115 from Kirk's Patriarchal Library, written by the Jacobite priest John of Hatchet. It states that it was completed in the year 1812 of the Greek calendar 1501 AD, on March 4th, at the time of the Patriarch of Mount Lebanon, Mor Peter, and the Patriarch of the East, the Syriac's Patriarch, Mor Noah. It was written by the humble sinner Johannin John of Hatchet the Blessed, in Mount Lebanon the Blessed, and this book belongs to St. John Monastery, in the territory of Hatchet. In this note, the Jacobite Patriarch is thus referred to as the Patriarch of the East and of the Syriacs, whereas the Maronite Patriarch, in this case Simeon Peter son of David of Hatchet, 1492-1524, is referred to as Patriarch of Mount Lebanon. That same Jacobite scribe, John of Hatchet, was also the author of the Gospel Book of the Maronite Church of Baalbek, which he copied in the year 1803 of the Greek calendar 1492 AD. Let's also examine the most significant Maronite manuscript, the Codex Rabulensis or Lore, Plut. I-56. It was written in the year 897 of Alexander, 586 AD, by Western Syriacs before they split into distinct churches. Or take a closer look at the Book of the Four Gospels Lore. 3, translated in Mapbook in the year 819 of Alexander, 508 AD, finalized in Edessa in the year 1068 of Alexander, 757 AD, and then safeguarded in the Codicia before being transferred to the Laurentian Medici Library in Florence. Page 30 mentions the following. This book belongs to Our Lady, in the monastery of Canibin. Mount Lebanon's medieval literature was that of exchanges and openness, not only between the mountains communities, but also between the furthest provinces of the east. Manuscripts traveled between Tur Lebanon, Mount Lebanon and Tur Abdin, right through Mapbug, Nisaban, Mardin, Edessa, and Diyarbakir, reaching sometimes the Egyptian desert. In the 21st century, the term used to refer to Jacobites as Miaphysitism instead of Monophysitism.